Look out, everybody, because the goose is on the loose. I'm migrating through the web, and then I'm bringing y'all the truth. I'm really not a rapper, but I wrote for y'all this rhyme. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Bruce the Goose, and this is NFT time. What is up, non-fungible people? If you think about it, we actually are all non-fungible. I guess unless you have a twin, then you're semi-fungible or something. I am so far behind on doing this podcast, but as you likely know, the NFT space has been moving at the speed of friggin' light, and there's just so much going on. So, we are gonna talk about a bunch of it, really. I think one of the most important things, in case you've been living under a rock, is Rari, Rarible's governance token, which, for some of the, people that have been selling on Rarible steadily, basically just bought a house, could anyway. I'm pretty sure, we'll not drop names, but I'm pretty sure established sellers got 60,000 Rari in the initial drop, and I'm not 100% certain on the price right now, but it's been hovering around $10. So dude got dropped half a mil just for selling some trash art. So that's pretty cool. Then speaking of Rari, it's down pretty far right now, but so is everything. Speaking of Rarible, they were recently invested in by CoinFund, which is a pretty serious investing firm in the crypto space. And they've actually launched the governance protocol through a really interesting platform called Snapshot, which verifies that you have the tokens to basically put the weight behind your vote, but you don't have to buy into a DAO or something like that. You just set up a poll and you need tokens to vote on it. So yeah, Rarible has just been blowing up. They also partnered with Waifu, which is the most absolute insane freaking gains that people have ever probably seen. Because, holy shit, I think Waifu has been out for maybe 3 or 4 months, and it's triple the price of Bitcoin. But there's also only ever 30,000, I believe. So, don't quote me on any of that. I've not jumped down the DeFi rabbit hole quite yet, but I am thinking about just going full fucking degen. Cause whoa, the money would be awesome. Rarible is absolutely lighting up, and super happy for them. It's really pretty awesome. People can talk all the shit they want, and there's been wash trading, and there's been forgeries and stuff like that, but they've also been very they've been very quick to correct it and ban those people, and they're very open to listening to the community when people are hey, this is going on and needs to not be going on. They're responsive, and they also have the ambassador program now. I was actually one of the first ambassadors, where basically you're a junior admin, for lack of a better term, neighborhood watch, I guess, is a good good metaphor for it. And one of the first things voted on in the governance is for the ambassador program participants to receive extra Rari, which is cool. So on to some other stuff that's not rareable. Whale is been going through the roof. I think all-time high right now. We almost hit $12. Like the whole market's in a dip right now, like as I'm recording this, but like almost $12. We're up in like I think 180 something for CoinGecko's top tokens. So that's awesome. Uni. Whoa. Like, I personally was not able to get any kind of stimulus from the government. I've not had a job since probably December. I mean, I'm doing okay now because of crypto and art and all that, which is absolutely amazing. Fuck a job. I'm not selling anything for 100 grand like somebody just did on Async Art the other day. But we're getting there, right? Anywho, Uni, I have two wallets I use with Uniswap. So I was given 800 Uni in the drop. Everybody that's ever used Uniswap, even if you failed a transaction and never went back, you got 400 Uni. I think the all-time high for that was almost $9. So they basically, like, I applied through, I did all the proper avenues for government stimulus and such, and they're like, yeah, we don't know. Don't know if we can help you out there, bud. And then Uniswap, I use very rarely. Or I mean, if I'm exchanging tokens, I'm doing it on Uniswap, but I don't play the market, so like I don't trade very much. That said, I've done it with two wallets, and Uniswap was like, yeah, we don't give a goddamn who you are or what you're up to. Here's a fat freaking stimulus. And that's kind of like totally shat all over network fees for the past 3 days. And if you were DeFi curious before, chances are you're gonna go full on fucking degen now. I know I'm looking way more into it, but now there's all this goddamn Samurai Swap and Pickle Finance and Sushi Swap is apparently back fully in the hands of the community, but you only get rewards for certain staking. I don't know. There's just too much going on, my dudes and ladies. Some other exciting stuff. Sandbox is shaping up to probably be friggin' insanely co like insanely desirable. That's the word I'm looking for. Binance bought, I think, a couple million dollars worth of land in the sandbox. Again, don't quote me on that. I'm kind of just, I see all this stuff in passing mostly on Twitter, and don't remember proper numbers, and I'm not looking it up. But let's see. So yeah, Sandbox, they've have a partnership with Atari, which reminds me I need to look into getting some Atari tokens because I'm definitely bullish on that. I'm not an investor. I'm just a freaking NFT maximalist. So pretty much anything that's like NFT related, I'm gonna be bullish on. Like I bought like close to $100 worth of sand so I could get in on the sandbox pre-sales. But like it's so early in the morning for me and like they sell out so fast. I've gotten I think three or four lands previously, but like I put money into sand so I could get land and now it's just sitting there. But bullish on that too, so may as well hold on to it, right? They also have a partnership very recently announced with Care Bears for premium assets. Like I know 90% of us don't give a flying fuck about a Care Bear, but it's a case for mainstream adoption, and that is a big thing. Speaking of mainstream stuff, William Shatner recently did Shatner Packs on Wax, which I'm pretty sure he just tokenized a couple old photo albums and made $250,000. So that's good for him, and like again, pushing mainstream adoption. I'm fairly certain we're all so deep in the rabbit hole, we don't even take notice to, like, what's going on over the cusp of said rabbit hole and, like, don't see how fast mainstream adoption is coming. Wax is definitely getting a lot of attention from the mainstream and, like, major brands. On a totally off topic note, just because it came up on my, bookmarks. Speed dial, that's the word I'm looking for. Speed dial on, Opera GX. Metaboss, I don't know if any of y'all have seen that at all. It seems pretty cool. Let me log into it real quick and give you a better rundown. Essentially, you pick a team, and then based on, like, the power that your team has is determined by your whole team's, like, NFTs in your wallet. Like, I have 5 avatars, which gives me 2.5 subterfuge points, 1.75 intellect points, and 0.75 combat points. And then yada, 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 the NFTs that it recognizes adds up to a total of 116 NFTs for 30 subterfuge points, 50.5 intellect, and 27.1 combat. And then I don't know what the rewards are for winning. I just came across this the other day, and it looks really cool. I'm not certain what all it's about or what the rewards are or what, but definitely seems interesting. So there's that. That's metaboss.gg if you want to check that out. Basically, like, the NFTs you're not using, like all my crypto kitties that I never use because gas. Like, are increasing my combat power for this, like, virtual boss fight, I guess you would call it. I don't know. It's cool. Looks interesting. In other news, what do we have in other news? Over 100 grand sale on Async. Absolute nonsense. But congratulations to the artist, right? Like, I've been on the Async waitlist for I don't know how long now. But I've stopped really trying to bother. Like, I don't bother asking them about it because hell if I know when I'm getting them accepted. Definitely on the wait list. Some other cool stuff that's not. Dark Country. I've been paying a lot of attention to Dark Country for several months. I've bought a fair amount of pre-sale packs and stuff. They just recently did the Hero sale and announced, like, offered details for, like, there's going to be explorable lands. Like, you can send your heroes on quests and they can, like, earn you NFTs, I think. Like, they can bring back cards or they're called catalysts for cards that have soul slots that can be upgraded. So Dark Country is definitely looking really cool. They also I have not had a chance to do it yet, but they just opened up a very, very early alpha for people that have the deputy sheriff rank, also known as people who have spent over $100 in the pre-sale so far, which I happen to be one of, and I'm actually about to play that right now, I think. Some other interesting stuff. The Rainbow Bridge from Nier is coming. There's a huge hackathon going on right now for it, in fact. If you sign up for that on Gitcoin and you use the invite code GooseGang, all one word, you are eligible for an extra 10 to 15% on payouts because I'm a guild leader for Nier. Avagachi also, like, hit the ground running. I unfortunately was unable to participate in the Ghost presale because even though I managed to KYC for once, I'm in America. So I'm SOL, essentially. That's loud. But I am planning to get a hold of some Ghost and stake a bunch of stuff in Avi and then do the Avagachi thing because that looks awesome. Don't be wrong, you friggin' login code. What do you mean wrong login or password? What are you talking about? I just changed it. Bruce LeGoose. Avagachi, Dark Country, Skyweaver is soon going into soft launch for the open beta, at which point all my progress will get reset, but then everything beyond that is kept when it actually launches. Other places besides ETH where you can put NFTs right now? Because I think that is an important bit of information. NFT Showroom, absolutely awesome on Hive. Pixios on EOS, but I think they're migrating. A lot of people, or a lot of platforms and like NFT games and stuff are looking to migrate to layer 2 or side chains because the gas is just nonsense with the DeFi craze going on. Speaking of Zilliqa is another one. Mintable, who has been around for as long as I've been interested in NFTs, and like they just, I don't know, kind of fell under the radar, and then they were like, hey, by the way, we're on Mintable now, and we have, or we're on Zilliqa now, and we have, like, basically no gas fees for creating NFTs, and they have a full, like, 3D model compatibility and stuff, as well as their founder is working on an improvement to the ERC-721 protocol. And got a grant from the Ethereum Network Foundation, or the Ethereum Foundation, or whatever it's called. I think that's all I got to talk about this week. Oh yeah, other places for NFTs. Hive, EOS, Wax, IOST. Has NFT minting, apparently, as does Ontology. I'm not 100% certain on the platforms for those at the moment, but they are out there. You can look it up yourself. If I stay talking, I'm going to start talking about DeFi, and like, that is not the purpose of this podcast. Though, a couple things I do want to mention, though, that are not necessarily NFT related. Our coin tree, it's like Linktree, but if Linktree also allowed you to put your cryptocurrency addresses and like created a button where you can just like pay somebody or bring up the QR code or whatever. So that's actually really cool. And they have like Web3 socials and stuff like that too. So that's really interesting. I guess that's about it. you're still here. Thanks. You're cool. A couple things on just specifically from my little corner of the metaverse, if you give a shit. I got onboarded for Known Origin. I'll be dropping my Genesis piece within the next couple of days here. If you're hearing this after that time, like, it'll be out. And then also, I am one of the artists, like, selected to join the art gallery launch for Terra Virtua, which is really fucking exciting, honestly. If you're not aware of Terra Virtua, they have like 3D, VR, AR collectibles. And they launched with licensing deals from major brands like Lost in Space and Godfather and Sunset. I've been accepted as an artist for that. I actually have to touch on this. Also, Crypto Twerps is a that's heavily inspired by Garbage Pail and is going to be a collectible card series on Wax. So, like, the fact that I sell my art so cheap is kind of a major blessing, I guess, to the people that are collecting it early. And, like, have shown me that support. Like, I'm super happy that they're able to have my art early on. Because one of these days, people are going to take notice to all the stuff I've been doing. And my art's going to stop being cheap. But again, I'm able to support myself right now. I mean, I haven't sold a piece in a week, but like between Whale and Rary and Uni and the few pieces that I do sell when I do sell them, and then now my very early foray into DeFi to try and get some gains, I'm able to support myself. So like, that's absolutely incredible. Like, oh, and then speaking of doing stuff, I had a brief conversation with the author, who has 100,000 hits a month, and he is very interested in investing or potentially sponsoring. Like that, I don't make any money. If anything, we for people. That's like someone is interested in supporting, trying to support LGBT and perceived barrier of the finance is historically dominated. So again, I'm not making any money off doing that. Matters that. Thanks for tuning in to NFT Time. Sorry, it was just kind of me rambling. I will be back. Hopefully, I will be getting this on a better schedule. I do have some pretty awesome guests lined up. Need to reach back out to most of them probably, but a few examples for people that I am supposed to be talking to on NFT Time. The developers, or basically the staff, the team, for lack of a better word, at the Sandbox. Brady McKenna, the community manager, District 0X. Rogan, my good buddy, who is, I'm helping him to launch and organize crypto art game. That's going to be cool as hell. Who else did I have lined up? Async Art is going to come out at some point. I may actually ask David from Unknown Origin about coming on. Maybe very cool guy. They'd want. There's just gonna be, only gonna be a couple more episodes this season. And if you want to come on NFT time, feel free to hit me up. I'm Bruce the Goose, pretty much everywhere. If you're in the metaverse, you see me around. So I don't need to like give you all my social media links and all that shit. I fully intend to start interviewing crypto artists and other creators who are like utilizing blockchain or doing cool things. So yeah, if you want to come on and basically just shoot shit for an hour, talk about your art, talk about your project, etc., feel free to hit me up. I'm happy to go. I love learning more about people's projects and people's motivations, and being able to give somebody that tiny bit of extra exposure. So yeah, get at me. Anyway, keep it nifty. Keep it non-fungible. Keep it decentralized. Love you all. Peace.